You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the National Theatre in London, and I'm in the Littleton Lounge, which is part of the foyer to the Littleton Theatre here at the National Theatre. And around me, I'm surrounded by exhibits which are part of the 2025 Limbury Prize exhibition. And I'm here with Jock Maitland, who is the Design Skills Coordinator of the Learning Department here at the National Theatre, who's going to tell me a little bit more about the Limbury Prize, but also about why the National Theatre wanted to make the exhibition accessible to blind and partially sighted people through the use of the Navi lens codes, not only to navigate around the exhibition but also to hear descriptions of the work that's on display. Jock, it's great to have you with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's good to chat with you. Thank you for coming.
So, Jock, just tell me a little bit about the history of the Limbury Prize, because I think next year it celebrates its 40th anniversary.
Yes, that's correct. The Limbury Prize was founded in 1987 by Lady Anya Sainsbury. Before her marriage, she was the ballerina Anya Linden, and Limbury is actually a portmanteau of Linden and Sainsbury. And so she, after her career as a ballet dancer, she was particularly interested in theatre design, and she went on to become a mother and have children and raise a family. And she wanted to invest back into the arts, and a particular focus became a focus on design, and she founded the Limbury Prize in 1987. And the Limbury Prize's focus is supporting emerging designers to give them the best possible start to a career in theatre design.
And it's great, I suppose, for those young designers or designers who are just coming out of university after doing their degrees to be able to have this platform to showcase their work. And also, I believe there's a sort of mentorship kind of part of the prize as well.
Yes, exactly. It's a very tough profession. We certainly don't want to fool anyone about that. And so what we're trying to do is, as I say, give them the best possible start. So they take part in this exhibition at the National. It's going to be on for 6 months. It will finish on the 6th of June. So do check it out whilst you can. But alongside that, we also arrange an associate placement, an associate design placement for them with an established designer, where they'll help out an established designer on a production they've got going. And as you say, it's very much a focus on mentoring, both professionally and personally, and how the everyday of working as a designer.
And the great thing for me as somebody who's visually impaired is the fact that you're using the Navi lens codes, which are dotted around the exhibition, which will not only give you a bit of background about each designer, but also a description of their work, their set design, their costumes, drawings, their costumes that are there as well. Why did the National want to use Navi lens codes to make the exhibition accessible?
Yes, good question. So fundamentally, a core aim of the Skills Centre is accessibility. We're trying to make the theatre industry more reflective of society at large, and obviously a certain section of society is blind and visually impaired, so it makes a huge amount of sense that we create our work which is accessible to people who are visually impaired or blind. So it's essentially as simple as that.
And the great thing about the National Theatre is that the National Theatre has been doing audio-described performances for many years now, and I think every production there's an audio-described performance. So access is pretty much, I suppose, the heart of the National.
Very much so. I think you can't really say National Theatre without thinking about what National means, and National means everyone within the country. And it's kind of an impossible task to create a type of theatre for everyone, but that's what we have to strive to, and that's what we are trying our best to do.
Well, I'm going to have a little look around the exhibition in a moment using the Navi lens codes to explore the exhibition and find out a little bit about the designers' work and their background and everything else. Is there a designer from the Limbury Prize exhibition that sort of stands out for you, or whose work you're sort of really impressed with?
It's very tricky to choose just one, but a particular favourite one, I think, which does stand out because of the real creativity, is Kathy Udondo's work, who has a background in costume but explores set through costume. So she has these wearable costumes which sort of go into other territories and other places and just create a really exciting world.
Okay, well, I'm now in the exhibition space and I'm just having a little look around, see if I can find any of these Navi lens codes to give me a bit of information about the designers who are exhibiting in the Limbury Prize exhibition. So I've got the Navi lens app up on my phone.
Selected, scan, tab, 1 of 3.
and so scans. So here we go. Let's see if I can find one.
6 feet away, Kathy Udeondo is a costume designer and maker from the Basque Country. She moved to London to complete an MA in costume design for performance, after working primarily in wardrobe departments for film, now focusing on live performance. Her practice explores the intersection between costume and set, focusing on the dialogue between people and their surroundings. Kathy designs with functionality at the core, ensuring that garments are embedded in the action of the character and that aesthetics emerge naturally from purpose. She works with deadstock fabrics and zero-waste patterns, approaching each project with sensitivity to both materials and context. Her recent projects investigate the extension of the self toward the other. Kathy has three projects in the exhibition: Hansel and Gretel, Midsummer Night's Dream, Puck, and The Inseparables. Project 1, Hansel and Gretel, music by Engelbert Humperdinck, libretto by Adelheid Wettoff to the Brothers Grimm. Costume designer, Kathy Udeondo. Photos are exhibited of a vertical plane of irregular dark checkered panels of organza fabric. They are backlit in a dark space. A performer interacts with the fabric, blurring the line between set and costume. The opera is set within a person's psyche, each character representing a different fragment of the self in conflict. The children's journey becomes one of self-discovery, trying to understand themselves without being consumed by the space that surrounds them. The boundaries between costume and set are distorted, reflecting the internal landscape of the psyche. In this imagined mind, there is no inner outer, only one shifting, merging space. Here, costume, set and character each fight to pronounce their own individual existence. The realized costume represents a fragment of the woods and the witch's house. Garments were used to express this idea of self-identification, how what we wear can define or engulf us. The treatment of fabrics mirrors the emotional weight of trauma. Light, delicate textiles for the domestic space, translucent, layered fabrics in the woods to evoke confusion, and heavier, padded materials within the witch's house to embody the weight of fear and sadness. Project 2, Midsummer Night's Dream, Puck, after William Shakespeare. Bullet costume designer, Kathy Udeondo. Bullet performer, Alanka. Bullet movement director, Peter Lilly. A silk and cotton organza panel hangs vertically, suspended from the ceiling. In the center is a mannequin bust, wrapped in the same fabric. Duvet-like fabric rises up to engulf the figure from the floor. This project explores the idea of the liminal, the space in between two worlds, two states of being. Inspired by Puck, the trickster, it reflects on transformation, thresholds, and the undefined. Puck moves freely between Athens and the dream, blurring their boundaries, confusing their order, and making both their own. As an extension of the previous project on Hansel and Gretel, the work continues to question the relationship between costume and space, but this time through what lies outside the self. What if space is something we carry with us? A veil that settles over us as we move through life, shifting and layering without us realizing. Athens represents order and reason, built on the geometry of the chessboard. Dream distorts these shapes, filling them with symbols, textures, and emotion. Between them lies the liminal, a place of overlap and understanding. The realized costume represents a fragment of this threshold. Three transparent panels, Athens, Dream, and the liminal, that layer together through Puck's movement. Each piece interacts with the other, coming together as a visual metaphor for balance between the conscious and unconscious mind. Project 3, The Inseparables. After Simone de Beauvoir, bullet designer, Kathy Udeondo, bullet performers and choreography, Monique Humphreys, and Elisa Blasi, bullet choreography support, T-Hockey. Two mannequins wear cream-colored heavy linen shirts and skirts. They are entwined by strips of fabric which are connected to a loom which is held by one of the figures. This project comes from a need to understand what it means to belong and how our surroundings play a crucial role in shaping our identity. It views belonging as an embodied process of repetition and return. Through craftsmanship, it also examines how identity is reconstructed after leaving a place of belonging or after breaking long-held beliefs. These themes are explored through The Inseparables by Simone de Beauvoir, which follows Sylvie and André, two young women in post-war France navigating the expectations society places on them. Sylvie ultimately reconstructs her identity by rejecting the norms imposed on her, while André remains confined by them. At its heart, the story reflects the tension between living for oneself and living for others. In this realization, the costume becomes an extension of the self toward the other. The movements of the performers unfold in a silent, repetitive conversation, echoing the movements of a weaving loom, where one gestures to call and the other answers. Each movement finds its meaning only through the echo of the other performer. Design choices are heavily influenced by my Basque heritage and the functional aesthetic at its core.
And that's fantastic, because not only have I got information about the designer, but I've obviously got information and description about their design, the sort of the way that's all sort of integrated with each other, really gives us such a fantastic overview of their work and everything else, which is brilliant, because it's so much better using the Navi Lens codes than trying to find a QR code, trying to get my phone near the QR code, then trying to press the QR code and get that working. So I think having the Navi Lens codes here at the National Theatre for the Limbury Prize exhibition is just fantastic example of accessibility and brilliant. And the great thing also about the descriptions as well, on the actual Navi Lens app, you can listen to an audio version rather than listening to your iPhone's voice. So that can play as well, which is really good as well.
Kathy Udeondo. Kathy Udeondo is a costume designer and maker from the Basque Country. She moved to London to complete an MA in costume design for performance, after working primarily in wardrobe departments for film. Now focusing on live performance, her practice explores...
And if people wanted to find out a little bit more about the Limbury Prize, but also the schools department here at the National Theatre, where would be the best place for them to go and find out more?
So the best place is to go to the National Theatre's website, and there's a specific page dedicated to the Skills Centre where you can find out all about our work there. Specifically for the Limbury Prize, you can check out thelimburyprize.com.
Well, Jock, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's been great to meet you. Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.